Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for February 11th, 2025. It is 10:35 a.m. We're starting a little bit later than we had anticipated. We will begin our meeting today with an invocation today led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to rise.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity to represent the citizens of Jefferson County. I ask that you give this court the wisdom and your will to do what's right. I ask that you bless the citizens of Jefferson County as well as all our employees, all elected officials. Bless this great nation and continue us to be a stronghold in the world. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 And I say the Pledge of Unison. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with an item of public comment. If anybody is in the commissioner's courtroom that wishes to comment on any item that's on the agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll begin with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve award request for statements of qualifications for engineering services for Texas Department of Agriculture to get Texas Community Development Block Grant funding pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326 with LJA Engineering, Inc. Item B is consider and approve award execute receive and file contracts for requests for proposals for professional grant writing and management services for the Texas General Land Office Community Development and Revitalization Disaster Recovery Reallocation Program pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 327. With Grant Works, Inc. in the amount of $37,500 for the Precinct 1 project, $109,800 for the Water District project, and $90,000 for Drainage District 6 project. Item C is to receive and file a voluntary elevation agreement with Anthony and Jane B. Envenue for property located at 9900 Windsor Road, Beaumont, Texas, in an amount not to exceed $204,000. $343.65 pursuant to the FEMA Grant Management and Insurance Advisory Services Task Order Number 4 and the Texas Water Development Board Contract 20,012634 pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item D is to receive and file a voluntary elevation agreement with Craig Guillory and Faye Bell Guillory for property located at 10263 Windsor Road, Beaumont 77705, in an amount not to exceed $256,838.01 pursuant to the FEMA Grant Management and Insurance Advisory Services Task Order Number 4 and Water Development Board Contract 20,012634. Pursuant to 262 Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item E is to receive and file a voluntary elevation certificate with Patrick and Lauren Ratcliffe for property located at 10112 Windsor Road in an amount not to exceed $209,852.60 pursuant to the FEMA Grant Management and Insurance Advisory Services Task Order Number 4 and Texas Water Development Board Contract 20,012634 pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. And item F is to file the same, receive and file the same voluntary elevation certificate for 14876 Boondocks Road with Rebecca Tabor, an amount not to exceed $233,010.16 for FEMA Grant Management and Insurance Advisory Services Task Order 4 and Water Development Board Contract $20,000 and $12,634 pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. And item G is to receive and file an agreement with Time Clock Plus LLC to provide timekeeping services for Jefferson County Clerk's Office in the amount of $4,585.27 for 40 licenses for a 7-month period and $2,142 for 210 licenses for a 2-month period in accordance with the Omnia Contract 14-10 funded by the Election Security Grant. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
No discussion. I just want to make sure that we have on these elevations. Didn't we approve these last week?
Yes. We're just receiving and filing.
Okay. We finally got all the signatures.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have one item for regular county bills, check numbers 525359 through 525550. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Sheriff's Department, we have one item to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a renewal of a memorandum of understanding between the United States Coast Guard and Jefferson County Sheriff's Office regarding port security and the enforcement of maritime safety and security zones pursuant to 14 U.S.C. 701 and 46 United States Code Section 70051. Do you have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute the 2025 loan certificate from the National Museum of the United States Air Force for the plane at Veterans Memorial Park. Item B is to consider approving authorized county judge to sign a letter to verify that Carolyn Wright is the full-time supervisor with Jefferson County Veterans Office. Item C is to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute an antiquities permit application for historic buildings and structures with the Texas Historical Commission for removal of the 1980s era workstation located in the tax assessor's office. And item D is considering possibly approve a new rate of compensation for commissioners for the Board of the Sabine Nature Navigation District to increase it from $400 per month to $800 per month and allow them to participate in the insurance program pursuant to the Texas Water Code Section 62.07. Zero, which is the first increase requested for commissioners in 25 years. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Willis and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Constable Precinct 2, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the hiring of Jose Luis Zurita as a reserve deputy constable with Constable Precinct 2 in accordance with Local Government Code Section 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that's a quick agenda today, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I would just like to say this. We know that the rain is moving in. We know there's a lot of construction going on around Jefferson County, and I know the sheriff would appreciate me saying this. Please be careful, because we do not need any wrecks or anything of that nature.
Absolutely. And I think it's supposed to rain through tomorrow with the chance of up to 1 to 2 inches. And something that doesn't seem like much for our area that's experienced the type of rainfall that we have, but it still creates hazardous driving conditions, as Commissioner Alford said. Anything else? If not, thank you all so very much for attending today. Oh, I will say that on that 1980s era in the county clerk's office, that is the area down there, the workstations that were put in the 80s for the automobile dealers to come through. So it's not something that's been there since 1931. Very good. All right. Thank you for that information. All right. We are adjourned. Y'all have a great week.